Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Selkirk's North Parish Church. It's good to have your company again. I like having these brief encounters because it's amazing how much a little half hour together can change both of us. All through our lives we meet people in brief encounters and each encounter helps to make us and to mould us. This programme is part of a series in which we look in detail at how a brief encounter between Jesus and somebody changed that person for the rest of their life. You'll remember Jesus had a brief encounter with Nicodemus, the woman at the well, the rich young ruler, blind Bartimaeus, the thief on the cross, and many others. Jesus also encounters us. That's the amazing thing. So how does he do it? In many ways, really, including coming to us through the Bible, when we read about these encounters, through sermons when the preacher explains in detail what really happened in those encounters, and also through me right now explaining how Jesus operated then and operates now. So let's learn about Jesus, about ourselves, about life, through the brief encounter which happened between Jesus and a man called Zacchaeus. It was a life-changing encounter for Zac, and it could be a life-changing experience for us too. It's a fascinating story. First, let's get the story of what happened when Jesus met Zacchaeus. It's recorded in only one place in the Bible. That's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, at verses 1 to 10. And nobody tells the story better than my friend Jamie Stewart, who has translated it into the Glaswegian Bible for our benefit.
When Jesus went on into Jericho, there was this man called Zacchaeus. He was the head tax man for the district and so was quite rich. In fact, he was really loaded. But though he had plenty of money, he wasn't what you might call happy and was dead keen to meet this Jesus he'd heard about. Zacchaeus, being a wee man, can't get near on account of the great crowd of folk surrounding Jesus. So he decides to climb up a sycamore tree beside the road to watch. When Jesus eventually comes along, he spies Zacchaeus. Looking up, he shouts,
"Hi there, wee man. Come down, will you? I've decided to invite myself to your house for a meal this afternoon."
To say that wee Zacchaeus was fair chuffed is putting it mildly. The rest of the folk, by the way, weren't they very pleased that Jesus was going to eat with a man they caught a crook. But already, Zacchaeus is a changed man. He says to Jesus, "Lord, see me. I'm going to give half of my money to the poor, and I'll promise to look after all the folk that have cheated so well." Jesus turned round to the dumbfounded crowd and tell them to haud their wheesht. "This man was a sinner," he said. "He's found peace at last."
Well done, Jamie. You're a great storyteller. You can read his Glasgow Gospel or his Glasgow Bible, or you could listen to his CDs of similar name, or watch his DVD, which is also called A Glasgow Bible. On the DVD, he has lots of famous Scottish actors and singers doing bits, including his very good friend Alistair MacDonald, who sings about Zacchaeus.
Now Zacchaeus was a totty wee man, aye, a totty wee man was he. And he climbed into a sycamore tree, for he wanted the Lord to see. And as Lord Jesus passed that way, he looked into the tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down frae there, for I'm going to your house for tea. Now Zacchaeus was a changed wee man when he came down frae that tree. So never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. I never be feared to meet with the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can dare for a man like Zacchaeus, he can dare for you and me. Now when we Zacchaeus come down for the tree, just as happy as a bloke could be. He gave good money to the poor, saying I'm a better man, you'll see. Cause I robbed the folk and it made me rich, but I'm finished with hypocrisy. I was ever brash for collecting cash, but the Lord has set me free. So never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there to set us free. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. I'll never be feared to find the Lord, for he's there for you and me. And if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me. Aye, if he can do it for a man like Zacchaeus, he can do it for you and me.
Right, we've heard the story, we've had it translated into Glaswegian, and now sung to us. So let's go over it in some detail, because there are lots of interesting insights in it about our own lives. Because Jesus still lives on today and encounters people, and Zacchaeus still lives on today in us. And the radical transformation in his life back then can also happen to us today, if we're lucky. First, let me set the scene. I've actually been to Jericho on two occasions. Zacchaeus lived in the leafy suburbs of a very lovely town. Jericho is a strategic, important town and a wealthy town in the Jordan Valley in the Holy Land. It was located at a very key crossing point of the River Jordan, and as such was the gateway to Asia and the East. Jericho had a forest of palm trees, which is remarkable when you consider that it's right in the desert. It's not far from the Dead Sea. It was called the City of Palms. Its balsam trees gave off a strong, lovely fragrance and perfumed the air for miles around. Jericho was also famous for its rose gardens, and its dates were exported all round the Roman world. You get the picture, it was very posh and prosperous. Jericho had become one of the greatest taxation centres in Palestine. Tax collectors were among the most hated people in the country. Nothing new there then. People generally don't like tax collectors for taking away their money. But besides that, Zacchaeus and his colleagues were further hated because they cheated the people, and the people could see him and the rest of them getting rich at their direct expense. On top of that, Zacchaeus and co. were collecting taxes and cheating the public for the sake of the invading Romans. They were seen as collaborators, traitors. The Roman tax system was geared for corruption. The Romans assessed each district at a certain figure and then sold the right to collect the taxes to the highest bidder. So long as they got their assessed figure, they were happy. Then the highest bidder could collect whatever amount they could squeeze out of the folk. I don't know if you're interested in taxation, but it might interest you to know that 2,000 years ago, the Romans had thought up all the variations of tax that we enjoy today. They had income tax, 1% of a person's income, that's a lot lower then. They had road tax for using the main roads and the harbours and the markets. They even had a car tax, well, not a car tax, a cart tax with a T. You paid for your cart, each wheel and the animal pulling it. They had a poll tax per person aged 14 to 65, just for existing. And they had a land tax. They'd even had VAT tax, payable in certain articles. So there's nothing new under the sun, as the Bible says. Roman tax collectors were empowered to stop people on the road, make them unpack their bundles, and charge them whatever figure they could extort out of them. And if the people couldn't afford to pay, sometimes the nice tax man would offer a loan to help them, at a very high rate of interest, of course. It was ancient wonga. So no wonder then that robbers, murderers and tax collectors were all classed together in the public's mind. Tax collectors were barred from the synagogues. A Roman writer records that he once saw a monument to an honest tax collector. They were so rare a thing, he got a statue made in his honour because he was an honest one. Mind you, I can't say I've ever seen a statue to an honest tax collector nowadays. Have you? Here's a song about paying taxes. I am not recommending that we all stop paying taxes, but we do squirm a bit about it from time to time. Anyway, Zacchaeus was a tax collector in Jericho. He was well up in his profession and very rich, and seen as a traitor and cheat, and so was greatly despised and hated by the people. So it turns out that Zacchaeus, who was wealthy and successful, was deeply unhappy and lonely, an outcast, hated by his own townsfolk. When Zac heard that the famous Jesus of Nazareth was passing through Jericho, he was very keen to see him. It took great courage for him to try to mingle with the crowd, because they would nudge, kick, push, spit, make comments, and he would come home black and blue, nursing his physical and mental wounds. Being little and squeezed out by the crowd, he couldn't see a thing. But Zac was a resourceful fellow. He had not climbed the greasy pole of the promotion ladder without initiative and problem-solving abilities. So he climbed up a sycamore tree. Jericho's leafy suburbs were full of them. When I was in Jericho, I saw the exact tree. Well, if you can believe everything the tour guide tells you. A 2,000-year-old tree, how could they know which one? When Jesus, the celebrity, the man of the moment, the megastar, comes along, pressing the flesh, working the crowd, flanked by his entourage of disciple minders, stewarding and keeping a watchful eye for any trouble, Jesus suddenly stops, and they all stop. He looks up into the tree. Everybody looks at what he's looking at. Zacchaeus is rumbled. He thought he'd secured a bird's eye view, but now the spotlight is firmly fixed on him. He nearly falls out of his perch. Jesus is speaking to him. Imagine that, speaking to him. What's he saying? Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I want to come to your house. Put the kettle on. Zacchaeus, and the whole town, was thinking, how does he know his name? Why did Jesus pick him out? Imagine the cheek of Jesus just inviting himself. Does Jesus not know who he is and what he's like? Imagine Jesus wanting to go to his house. Why him, of all people? Zacchaeus, the lonely outcast, for his part, was delighted. This was a feather in his cap. This was something to write home about. This was won over the baying crowd. He could see the jealousy in their eyes. As he strutted proudly through the crowd looked on in disbelief and annoyance, saying, "He has gone as a guest to the home of a sinner." Well, Jesus comes to us as sinners. The Bible says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Jesus loves us. That is us, as we are, sinners, warts and all. He takes us as he finds us. He knows us inside and out. And he still says, "I love you." Augustine said, "He loves us not because we're so lovely, but because he's so loving." It's hard for us to grasp. So let's pause to think about it in music and song by Michael Card.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Yes, I know. Jesus loves me. How can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. This I know. Jesus loves me, He loves you too. You can't understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as His love comes breaking through. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so.
And when that penny drops, it completely changes our lives. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Little old me. Wow, how can it be? Zacchaeus was coming round to that discovery too. There was Jesus in his house, with him of all people, giving him all the time of day. There was the proof that Jesus loved him. Augustine said, God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us to love. We do not know any details about what Jesus said or did or how long he stayed. All we know is that Zacchaeus came out of his house as a changed man. You could see at a glance he was a changed man. He was changed in every way. Just the way he walked down the drive, the broad smile on his face, his coming out to meet the crowd at all. He was changed in his thinking, feeling, instincts, outlook, attitude, philosophy of life. Weltanschauung is the German for all of that. He changed in his appearance, in his posture, in his demeanour, in his behaviour, in his dealings with people. Inside and out, the greedy man was now a generous man, the selfish man, selfless, the misery guts, a happy man, exuding joy, spreading the joy. Let's join in the celebration with Ian White and some children singing about swinging in a tree, followed by the Wonder Kids singing Zacchaeus.
Swinging in a tree, happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. You and me, swinging in a tree, happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. Zacchaeus up a tree, Zacchaeus up a tree, because he's wee, he climbs a tree. Swinging in a tree, swinging in a tree, happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. Zacchaeus up a tree, Zacchaeus up a tree. Jesus is there and he wants to see. Swinging in a tree, swinging in a tree. Happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. Jesus sees him in the tree and calls out, Zacchaeus, listen to me. Can I come to tea? Can I come to tea? Zacchaeus asks Jesus, can I come to tea? Swinging in a tree, swinging in a tree. Happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. Come to tea, come to tea. Jesus has asked if he can come to tea. He must love me, he must love me. Jesus really must love me. Swinging in a tree, swinging in a tree. You and me, we're swinging in a tree. Swinging in the tree, swinging in the tree. Happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. He must love me, he must love me. Jesus really must love me. He must love me, he must love me. Jesus really must love me. Swinging in a tree, swinging in a tree. Happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. Swinging in a tree, swinging in a tree. Happy as can be, we're swinging in a tree. Ho!
Zacchaeus told Jesus and the crowd to their face, publicly before God and witnesses, "Listen, sir, I will give half my belongings to the poor, and if I've cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much." He promises to correct his mistakes, to redress the imbalances, to fix what's wrong and heal the broken relationships. Sometimes we cannot get our spilt milk back in the bottle. Sometimes the horse has long since bolted. But where and when he could do something about it, he was determined he would. They could all see that he really meant it as well. Zacchaeus pledged to give half of his goods to the poor and to use the other half to make restitution for his frauds. In his restitution, he went far beyond what the law required. He promised a fourfold repayment. Fourfold repayment was only for very extreme cases of violent robbery. Twofold repayment was more the normal amount if the stolen goods were not returnable. And in cases of voluntary confession and voluntary repayment, it was usually a case of return the stolen goods and pay one-fifth of the value as compensation. Here, Zacchaeus was being very generous indeed. He obviously was really very sorry for his past behaviour, and he really did want to make a fresh start as a good man, a real Christ follower, a proper Christian. God's grace is lavish, and now Zacchaeus was full of God's generous grace. By our fruits we are known. Jesus looks for more than changed words. He looks for changed lives. And Jesus pronounced, "Salvation has come to this house today. For this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." He'd found his lost sheep. Jews prided themselves on being descended from Abraham. Jesus kept saying that they were not real Jews just by genetics and family bloodlines. Real people of God are not born into it by accident of birth, but by personal faith and commitment. The thing about Abraham is that he was a man of faith. People of faith are the real sons and daughters of Abraham. Zacchaeus was a Palestinian Jew by birth and culture, but not a real man of God, until this change happened. We are not Christians just by being born in Scotland or having an auntie who once went to a Church of Scotland sale of work. We are Christians when we change to being really followers of Jesus, and our lives are Christ-like. Jesus himself said that there'll be many self-professed Christians who are hypocrites, who will not be seeing the light of heaven, while there are many non-professing souls who live Christ-like lives who will. Jesus also announced that Zacchaeus, who had been lost like a lost sheep, was now found, and Jesus had styled himself on the Good Shepherd, always looking for his sheep. You'll notice that Jesus found Zacchaeus rather than Zacchaeus found him, because lost sheep cannot find the shepherd. It's the Good Shepherd who comes to find the lost sheep. But he does come. We can't save ourselves, but we can depend on him coming to us. So don't worry, he will come. All we can do is baa a lot and help him find us. Pray for rescue. Entertain him when he arrives, of course. Don't run away. Then we too rejoice as changed people like Zacchaeus. Now there's a happy ending. No, a happy beginning. You might like to join in this next song by Graham Kendrick, along with Zacchaeus and Jesus and the crowd. Everybody down the centuries and the hosts in heaven. We rejoice as we follow Jesus. Bye for now.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song into rivers of joy. Jesus turned us